أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد،
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. It is really a great, great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful chance in our limited life to spend it and discuss and study His enlightening words. The Holy Quran is the words of the one that called himself Allahu Nur Samawati wal Ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the light of the heavens and the earth. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is comparing himself, is saying that God is the light of the heavens, of the earth? Because He is the guide. So this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one of His names is Al-Hadi, had sent a book. This holy book is called Al-Qur'an. Al-Kareem, Al-Qur'an, Al-Majid. This holy book, what is the purpose of sending this book? The purpose of this book, again, is light. So our hearts will be enlightened. Our roads will have a light. So we will be guided. Why we need a light? Because we need to be guided in the road of Allah, as-sirat al-mustaqim. So there is a purpose for this book. It is a book of guidance. Hudan lil-muttaqin. Dalik al-kitab la rayba fih. Hudan lil-muttaqin. That book, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in the Surah Al-Baqarah, the chapter of Al-Baqarah, the cow, saying that book, this book, is a guide. But for whom? For the pious. So the more we make ourselves pious, the more we will understand this Holy Quran. It is the blessed chapter of Al-Qadr. We have explained in the last session the importance of this surah by explaining the tens of hadiths that came from Rasulullah and our infallible imams about the importance and the benefits of this surah. And then we explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent this Holy Quran at the night that He called it Laylatul Qadr. And then He showed us the importance of this night by saying, and you do not know the value of this night. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What happened is this, according to the hadiths of our imams and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the Holy Quran came down in a one book. إِنَّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ. Who means it, ضمير, to refers to the Holy Quran. إِنَّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Holy Quran in a night, one night, as the whole book. This miracle that is between our hands. Okay, then what is the meaning of the Quran being down in a 24 years? Yes, it was brought down in one session, and then it was brought down in different parts. Pertains to that situation, pertains to that time, pertains to that verdict, as needed. So the Holy Quran came down at one night, and yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided it up to be brought down at the different timings during the era of the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, which was from the age of 40. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi became a prophet at the age of 40, until he drifted to the world above, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the age of about 63-64 years old. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. This night, subhanallah, this night, a one night that could be an average of about 12 hours. Usually the nights, let's say, it fluctuates in certain places between 12 to 14 hours to, let's say, 10 to 14 hours. If it was during the winter time, which is the longest, or the summertime, which was the shortest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us these few hours is more important than 1,000 more important. Put a little attention and the emphasis on more, khayrun min, better than 1,000 months. What is this 1,000 months? What is the meaning of this 1,000 months? In a hadith, Rasulullah had a dream one night. What was this dream that puzzled him in the morning? He saw that Banu Umayyah, they were jumping back and forth on his pulpit, and they were pushing people away from Sirat al-Mustaqim, from the guided path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up sad and upset. He was depressed. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I had a dream as if monkeys, qurud, as if monkeys are jumping back and forth on my pulpit and pushing the people away from As-Sirat al-Mustaqim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to take the sadness out of the heart of Rasulullah, he sent this surah. Now, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dream? In actual reality, his dream, Rasulullah's dreams, are not bad dreams. It is a prophecy about the future. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a dream that Banu Umayyah, the Umayyad families, will be sultans, and they call themselves khalifas. Whether it was Muawiyah, or it was Yazid, or it was, the people Marwan ibn al-Hakam, these were the sultans that they became so-called khalifas during that era. And it was an equal to about 1,000 months. Their kingdom was 1,000 months, which is about 83 years. And then if you add the era of Muawiyah, it'd be about 100 years. So it was 100 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this tranquil surah, saying, Ya Rasulullah, what is 100 years? What is 80 years? I will tell you something that if your followers sincerely do, during this short period, which is one night, it is better than the whole kingdom and the leadership of Banu Umayyah. This night is Laylatul Qadr. So if someone worshipped one night, it is better than 83 years. It is better than 1,000 months. Better. And inshallah, when it's that time, maybe we'll have a chance to explain what is the meaning of khayrun min, better than. How can we make this night That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying it's better than 1,000 months. How can we make it better than 10,000 months? How can we make it better than 100,000 months? How can we make it better than 1,000,000 months? We could really get the most. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is infinite, we'll ask Him for an infinite blessing. We should not ask Him. This limited number is for our understanding. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what He gives, His kingdom, His treasury does not be less. The more He gives, the more He will have. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this night is better than 1,000 months. Again, pay attention to the word better than. What happens? This night, matter of fact, if you go into the details, this night has a very special characteristics. It is really peaceful. The wind is peaceful. It's morning is peaceful. Everything else is peaceful. It gives you that calm feeling. It is really a beautiful night. Why? Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained it in the next ayah by saying tanazzal. Now in my mind, you pay attention, Allah did not say tanzil. Tanazzal, which means an abundance of tanazzalul malaika. Okay. A lot and a lot and a lot of malaika. They come down. Tanazzalul malaika. The malaika, when they come down, they come like in a hierarchy. For instance, we have Gabriel, in whom he is the archangel, the leader of all of the angels of Wahi. If he came down, millions and millions and millions of malaika of the revelation of information, they come down. If Michael, Mikael, the archangel, great angel, see, these are leaders. You know, when we say Jibra'il, Mikael, Israel, Asimia'il, Ismail, these are the highest angels. Each one of them is responsible for millions, maybe billions of angels. They come down. Tanazzal. Tanazzal. They come down. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Tanazzal. Tanazzal al-malaikatu wal-ruh. What is another creature? There is another creature, his name is Ar-Ruh. Some people thought that this Ruh is among the Malaika. Our Imam said no, Ruh is different. Ruh is still higher than Malaika. Ruh is the one that is responsible for every living being in this whole cosmos. That's why Ruh is much higher, is the highest among even the Malaika. The Malaika are lower than our Ruh. And mind you, if I may explain this one here a little bit. You know, if we become a little bit scientific, become technical today, some say that there is only one Ruh. Okay, there is one Ruh. If we do have one Ruh, or if we do have a revelation as one, Malaika, Jibra'il, the rest are an extension of that Jibra'il, because they are under his command. If Ruh, that creature, is responsible for life, and let's say that there is a string that is connected. Well, they say only there is one Ruh. Okay, there is one Ruh. And I tried to give you an example. Maybe everybody will understand what I'm talking about right now. Because today we have technology and we can give that example. There is one malaika that is called, oh, this one creature that's called a ruh, and this ruh is responsible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him responsible for every living being, and he has a string of life in each one. The one that as soon as it's being cut, that's the thing or being is dead. Now, how could this happen? Yeah, here, I'll explain this issue to you. Today, we have a mainframe. Everybody knows what's a mainframe. A mainframe is a computer that is huge. It has millions and millions of gigabytes of information. It is a multitasker. What do I mean by multitasker, right? Today we have a specific device. A telephone, for instance, is a specific device, right? A pen is a specific device. A paper is a specific device. A watch, it does one function, just pay attention to a time. But a computer is a multitasking device. This computer, you can watch the time in it, as well as the date on the calendar. You can write with it using the keyboard, putting the input. You can use it as a paper to be written on when you print it. You can use it as a fax, right? You can use it as a scratch paper. You know, we have some drawing capabilities. You can use it as a spreadsheet. You can use Excel, for instance, or any other device. You know, subhanAllah, it is a multitasking device. This multitasking device is called a mainframe, and it is set at a certain location, at, let's say, a certain university. And yet this machine, that is one machine, let's say, okay, I mean, today we have several, but I'm giving an example. This mainframe is connected, we are the wires, let's say, either telephone lines or, you know, satellites, to that portion of the country via this connection. Each one of us have a line, right? There is only truly one computer that's called the mainframe. But then this mainframe is connected to the lines of the telephones, to other smaller frame, you know, let's say mini frames. And these mini frames is connected to other mini frames. And then the last mini frame is connected to us, right? In our house. Now, once I set my computer up, I'm really connected to that one mainframe. The ruh, for those that they say there is only one ruh. And if you realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even mentioned in a singular form, malaika is malak, malaika, you know, we have used it as a plural, but ruh is only one. Allah did not say arwah. ملائكة والروح فيها. At this night, wow, seems like the greatest creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come down. Why are they coming down? And upon whom they are coming down? Okay, during the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, all of these huge creatures, all of these important creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were ascending, coming down, descending, they were coming down to Nazar and showing themselves to Rasulullah. Some they're saying that, you know, truly speaking, there is in every era, there is one great creature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would make him the leader of all of these responsible creatures. Who is that? When it was during the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi, it was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Okay, does this mean that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, then there is no one else? That's it. is that. What is this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tanazzal, saying tanazzal, you know, this tanazzal means, you know, it's a fi'al mudara', means it's now coming, tanzil, and coming down. It is the mudara' means the present of it, it's coming down. So what happens after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? According to our belief and our hadiths that we have from Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, after Rasulullah, all of these huge angels, malaika, and their leaders, the ones that they're under them, and also the ruh, and total of ruh, all of ruh, they will come upon the Khalifa of Rasulullah. After Rasulullah, it came about the Khalifa of Rasulullah. Who is the Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? According to us, the followers of the Bayt, it is Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi. Okay, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, he had finished his era, his time of Imama, of Khilafah. Then who is that person then, after Amir al-Mu'mineen? It is Al-Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. Who is after Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba? It is Imam al-Husayn, salamullahi alayh, and so forth. Imam Zain al-Abideen, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq. Today, who is that person today? That when it is Laylatul Qadr, all of these great angels, they will come down in respect and in duty to that person. Today, it is Al-Mahdi Al-Qa'im Al-Muntazar, Abdullah Ta'ala, Rajab Al-Sharif. Today, it is that person. He is our 12th apostle. Now, why they're coming down? With what kind of a permission? بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْر. What is this أَمْر? Is the word أَمْر just a mere command? Or no, the أَمْر is something much heavier than that. InshaAllah ta'ala, we will discuss this in the next session. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us closer to Him. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us by His gleaming and lightning words His road to Sirat al-Mustaqeem. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.